special training in Essex to fight electric vehicle fires. Each year, Essex Fire and Rescue Service focuses on one area of top-up training for its crews. In recent years, this has included sessions on firefighting at height and managing hazardous materials. This year, a new course is being introduced, How to Deal with Electric Vehicle Fires. It follows a steep rise in the number of electric vehicle fires and is ahead of expected national requirements to focus on the need to train crews in tackling them. Station manager Terry Maher is the service's lead officer in tackling lithium-ion battery fires, which pose a challenge quite unlike a conventionally fueled electric vehicle fire. The batteries, the source of the fire, are often hard to reach, he says, and electric vehicle fires can create directional jet flames and vapor cloud explosions. They also create a variety of toxic chemicals, both in the air and in the water runoff, if firefighters use hoses to keep the flames in check. Our preferred approach is to let them burn themselves out, says Mr. Maher. But not all recovery companies will take damaged cars away, he adds, either because they are concerned about handling a burned car or because they do not have the right recovery vehicles. Apparently, electric vehicles cannot be towed because the turning of the back wheels generates power. In one incident last year involving a Tesla, police and firefighters had to wait more than 4 hours for a specialist recovery vehicle to arrive. Electric cars are also known to reignite up to 2 or 3 weeks after the initial fire, says Mr. Maher, meaning they have to be quarantined away from other vehicles, even after the fire appears to have been put out. Dealing with a petrol or diesel car fire would normally take about 30 minutes, he says. With an electric vehicle fire, we're looking at 4 or 5 hours or longer if we've used water. As more and more people use electric vehicles, we can expect more and more electric vehicle fires. What exactly this means for fire services is unclear, however, not least because of the shortage of available data. When the BBC asked every fire service in the country how many electric vehicle fires they had dealt with in the past 3 years, none could provide a reliable answer, because they do not distinguish them from other types of vehicle fires. Instead, some fire services, such as those in Essex, Surrey, Derbyshire and Kent and Norfolk, ran text services for any reference to the word electric in their vehicle fire records. The results of those text services show there were 59 electric vehicle fire references in 2022 to 23 across England, up from 30 the previous year. The true figure, says Mr. Maher, is likely to be about double that. He says Essex Fire Service has now started recording all lithium battery fires by type so that it can better understand the issues they pose and to help plan for the future. When the issue of fire services not recording electric vehicle fires specifically, a Home Office spokesperson said, "We are reviewing the incident reporting system and considering the collection of data on fires involving lithium-ion batteries, electric vehicles, e-scooters and e-bikes." Last summer, the Office for Zero Emission Vehicles produced a guidance paper on dealing with electric vehicle fires in confined spaces such as car parks. The document said that while car fires were less likely to occur in electric vehicles than in hybrid, petrol or diesel vehicles, this would need to be monitored as fire risk may increase as cars age and as electric vehicles become more affordable to a wider range of drivers. It also recommended car parks increased the spacing between electric vehicles to reduce the risk of fires spreading between vehicles. Mr. Maher says the issue of spacing is likely to become increasingly pressing as ownership increases. While not started by an electric vehicle, the fire at Luton Airport last year did end up involving electric vehicles, he says, and laid bare the potential consequences of fires spreading from one vehicle to another. He says he is in discussions with Stansted Airport about measures it can take regarding parked electric vehicles. Ricardo Latorre, National Officer at the Fire Brigade Union, says tackling battery fires is a complex and difficult task. Battery fires present another growing task for our shrinking fire service to handle, he says. With the progression of greener technologies, electric vehicles are becoming increasingly common on our roads. This means more batteries and therefore an increase in battery fires. Tackling these intense fires is a complex and difficult operation for firefighters. Each of these incidents requires significant time and resources. But with close to 12,000 firefighter jobs cut since 2010, our service is already seriously overstretched. We urgently need the government to invest in our fire service so that firefighters have the resources they need to safely tackle new hazards such as electric vehicle fires. He added, we also need research into battery storage and fires, and specialised training and equipment to tackle them. Battery manufacturing, usage and storage must be properly regulated to keep our communities and firefighters safe. The Home Office said, the government is committed to ensuring fire services have the resources they need to keep the public safe, and in 2023-24, they will receive around £2.5 billion.